Here are our latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Helm. City's main incoming transfer involved around Julian Alvarez. They intend to welcome to the Etihad in July, his agent has confirmed. But River Plate have hinted they will do everything to keep him on loan. Beyond them, City have confirmed the signing of Alvarez on a 5.5-year contract for around $14 million. A South American Player of the Year remaining at River Plate until July on loan in order to compete in the Copa Libertadores group stages. If they were to progress further, it's been suggested that Alvarez could remain at River until the end of the year for the remainder of the tournament. Other reports in Argentina say City have a clause by which they could insist on Alvarez reporting to them in the summer on a payment of an extra $1.9 million. However, the Blues are expected to sign a high-profile striker in the summer. Manchester News suggest that they're relaxed about the eventual arrival, even though City fans are desperate to see him in action. His agent, Fernando Haygado, has been speaking and confirmed that they want to welcome him in July. He told ESPN Argentina the idea is to go to train with Man City after July. He's not bought by CFG. The seller is direct to Man City from club to club. If River passes the round of 16, he can stay in July. They will see what is best for all parties. Moving on then, there were some loan deals for the club confirmed, as well as some permanent transfers. Port Vale have signed their eighth player in January. Man City defender Sammy Robinson has gone on an 18-month contract after coming through the club's academy setup. Elsewhere, Luke Bolton signed for Salford on a permanent deal. He came through the City Academy and had loan spells with Wickham, Luton and Dundee, but did not make a senior appearance for the club, and has since gone on to insist that he wants more first-team football. James McAtee had decided to stay rather than go out on loan. The England under-20 international midfielder, known as the Salford Silver, was a subject of several interests set for this month. Girona, Huddersfield, QPR, Bournemouth, Swansea and Rangers had all inquired about loaning him. Premier League signs Brighton, Aston Villa and Leicester are continuing to monitor his situation. He decided to stay put. Talks remain positive with the City hierarchy about a new contract. And finally, into other news, with the club's pursuits of some youngsters, Matt Smith said he felt it was time to leave Man City. He believes MK Dons is the best place for that. City are still on the lookout for some more fresh faces to come through the academy setup, but for now, they've allowed some of their brightest prospects in recent years to move on to pastures new. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.